Concerns are being raised after it emerged that important developmental checks are not being carried out on newborns in certain parts of Dublin due to a lack of public health nurses. As reported by the Irish Independent today, parents in Dublin West and Dublin South West have been told that certain checks on their young children have been suspended due to a lack of public health nurses. The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation says they're short about 600 public health nurses and that the problem is particularly acute in Dublin. Now, the HSE says the vast majority of checks are still carried out on time and that it has put in place a number of temporary measures to tackle staff shortages in the Dublin area. We can speak now to Philney Hay, who's General Secretary of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
First of all, will you remind us, what does a public health nurse do? Because it's a pretty broad job.
It is. Public health nursing is a qualification that nurses who are qualified for more than 2 years do as a postgraduate. So they go to college, they learn about public health nursing, and they do some on-the-ground experience during their training. But in essence, it's a postgraduate qualification. And they're then experts in all things to do with public health in the community. They look at children who are just discharged home from maternity hospitals, their family dynamic. They're responsible for child protection. They're also responsible for care of any acute issue. For example, we know that there's a big push to discharge people from hospitals. So the public health nurse and the community general nurse would be the nurses who would call to people's homes to make sure that there is a service. And then, of course, they also look after those at the end of life. And at that stage, the palliative care, in conjunction with palliative care teams, public health nurses also provide palliative care services. So they really are a very broad church, if you like. The problem is that our population has grown significantly, and there's simply the recruitment and the training hasn't kept pace.
Now, the HSE says that in the Dublin area in particular, it does have a problem recruiting nurses. And it says because of that, it's put a number of short-term measures in place, and these include supporting patients with the greatest need. Do you accept that?
No, we don't. The HSE issued a report in 2023, where they themselves identified that they have a general shortage of public health nurses. And from the census, from the HSE census, in December 2019, there were 1,539 public health nurses listed as working in the public health service. And in December of this year, 1,511. So it has dropped. That's right across the country. And this is a really significant and important service. When you're living on your own, and when you're an elderly person, the only visit you'll get is from a public health nurse in many instances. Many of our members who are working as public health nurses and community general nurses will tell us that these are very necessary visits. These are very necessary clinical updates. When a public health nurse comes to your door and you've just been discharged from hospital, they have, the experience and the clinical expertise to know if it is appropriate for you to stay in that situation.
Mm-hmm. So in the short term then, in the short term, what's the solution here? Because there clearly is a shortage at the moment of public health nurses, especially, as you say, in the Dublin area.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing at the moment, we met with a group of directors of public health nursing last week who said to us, there is a panel in place for community general nurses, which they're being advised at the moment that they can't recruit from because of the moratorium and the pay and number strategy. That's ridiculous. If we have a shortage, and if community general nurses, who are qualified nurses with experience in the community, can take some of the duties from the public health nursing cohort, well, then that immediately should be utilised. The panel should be freed up. They have, for example, they advised us that when they have a need for recruitment, which they have right over, not just in Dublin, but Dublin is acute, they have to complete a form which goes to the general manager. They then have to wait for a signature. It then has to go to the newly appointed regional executive. That can take up to 3 months, just the process of trying to get the post advertised. When there already is a panel in place, that makes no sense. And if the HSE are serious, and if they want to help new mothers who are the subject of the current issue, well, then they have to make sure that where there are panels in existence, they're utilised quickly without any bureaucracy. And public health nurses, we have to ensure that in the longer term, we're recruiting more, it's more attractive. And while we have this need, we have to make sure that, for example, there are bespoke measures. We did this before when immunisations were low. We allowed people who had retired to come back to help in this crisis period. So there's lots of things that can be done that are not being considered.
All right. Philney Hay of the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, thank you for talking to us.